Please take your Bibles and turn with me once again. We're returning back to the book of Acts, back to Stephen's message. Acts chapter 7, we're going to begin reading with verse 42 and read down through verse 51. From 42 through 51. Acts chapter 7, verse 42. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven. As is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrificed by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, the star of your god Rephan, figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, and as he had appointed speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor before God and the desire to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit the Most High dwell not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Father, thank you for your precious word. Just give us strength and wisdom that we need, Father, to enjoy these verses today. Walk down through these pages, and you just lead us every step of the way, that we may know your will and know your way. Speak, Father, to every one of our hearts. Those, Father, that know you, that's born again, that's covered with the blood of the Lord Jesus because they believe in that sacrifice that was made upon Calvary when, Father, your Son died on that cross to take our sins away. We need to believe. We need to trust in you for our salvation. So, Father, we enjoy that. We're blessed every day because of what your Son did on Calvary. But, Father, those that have refused to come, as the Sanhedrin, as they refused to believe Stephen and believe to follow what he is telling them, they have rejected the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit has convicted their heart. I pray, Father, that there be no one today that will reject the Holy Spirit, but they'll believe. They'll say, yes, I see. Yes, I know. Yes, I come. Father, please, just speak to all of our hearts now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Stephen has touched so many areas as he gives the Sanhedrin a history lesson of history of things that had occurred in their past by their fathers and their grandfathers and their great-grandfathers as they have went away from following the true Jehovah. They have ignored and rejected the Word of God when it speaks of the Messiah coming, of when the Messiah had come, and as he was born from a virgin in Bethlehem, and they rejected his life. They rejected his salvation that was purchased upon Calvary, upon the cross. They rejected every bit of that. And so Stephen here, when they came to him, and he was so strong and voiced the gospel so clearly, and they just basically told Stephen, we don't want to hear one more word about this Jesus. And so instead of him bowing his head and saying, yes, I'll be obedient, he started out and gave them a tremendous history lesson. And that history lesson starts clear back with Abraham, and it follows all the way through the decisions that their fathers had made in rejecting the gospel. And so when we start here at this verse 42, I want you to see that at this point in time, you see, they had built a golden calf as they came out of Egypt to Sinai. Aaron had agreed, and they had crafted and built this golden calf to worship. And so it started there, but it wasn't long that wasn't enough for them. They needed something more. And so then they began to look to the stars of the sky. They needed to be able to look up and see a God. You see, that golden calf wasn't enough. And you'll find that until you find Jesus, it's never enough. You can try anything. You can try any religion that you want to try. You can purchase whatever you want to buy to satisfy your longing in your heart. And you can continue, and you can have all the money in the world, and you will never be satisfied. There's always going to be an absence there, a hole there. And sad to say that man always wants to do something with his hands. Well, it's kind of even beyond something they could build. Now they were looking up into the stars of the sky, into the heavens. And that's what this scripture begins to speak of. God warns them against such idolatry and warns them very plainly. And this is written in the books of the prophets, the scripture tells us. In the books of the prophets, he tells us here. Now, as we recognize that there's many times that they were told of these things that they were doing in verse 42, gave them up to the host of heaven. In other words, they worshiped the stars and the sun and the moon. They were not worshiping Jehovah, the creator of all those. And I want to go back to a scripture verse in 2 Kings. In 2 Kings, we're going to read a lot of scripture today, and I don't know how far we're going to get. We may not even get past this 42nd verse today. But we're going to go back to 2 Kings, and you that were in Sunday school, we went through the books of the Bible so it can help you find these scriptures. 2 Kings chapter 17, and we're going to read from verse 7 down through verse 17. And I want you to listen very carefully, because it's something that Stephen is addressing here with the Sanhedrin concerning what their fathers did, and his point is you're following your fathers. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 7. For as it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. The children of Israel did secretly those things which were not right against the Lord their God. They built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. They set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there went burnt incense. They burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, whereof the Lord said to them, ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways, keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. They rejected his statutes and his covenants that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them, and they followed vanity, became vain, went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke them to anger. Now, Hoshea, king of Israel, he was involved during this time, northern kingdom. We know that there was never one good king in the northern kingdom. And the king led the people astray and built the two golden calves, one up in Bethel and one in Bethel and one in Dan. And they did not, he said, you don't need to go to Jerusalem to worship. You can worship here. Worship Jehovah. I've never forgotten that. He said, you can worship Jehovah God. No, you can't worship Jehovah God when you're looking at that golden calf, that idol that they built. And yet, that was the instruction. And so it wasn't long that Hoshea, they came and went under rule of Assyria. This is before Babylon. They went under the rule of Assyria, and they stayed in the land for a period of time. And then after a period of time, God chose to take them out, and he used the Assyrian king to remove them from their land. And so that, what we've just read in 2 Kings, is pertaining to that, to what has taken place and how evil they are. And so you'll find that this took place in 721 B.C. Now, Stephen spoke, and there's another very good scripture verse. We're not going to go to it, but please do this afternoon. Jeremiah 19:13 and Zephaniah 1:5. Both of those are a little later than that. One is 630 and the other one is 605 B.C. As the warning continues to come to stay away from these gods, the gods of Moloch, the gods of the heavens. And so Stephen here back in Acts spoke of the book of the prophets. Now the scripture is the Old Testament scripture is divided into three sections. And so when you have the law is fairly easy to see because it's the books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And so that's the books of the law. And so we find that we have the books of the law, the books of the prophet, and the books of Psalms or writings, the scripture may be referred to them. Now, the books of the law are the first five books of Moses. But the books of the prophets, this might surprise you, we find listed under those is Joshua and Judges and Samuel and Kings and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and then the 12 minor prophets. Those are under the list of the prophets. And so when Stephen speaks to the Sanhedrin here and he says the prophets, that's who he's talking about. That's the group he's talking about. Now, Psalms might surprise you too, because under the writings or under Psalms is listed Psalms, Proverbs, Job, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, Chronicles, and the Song of Solomon, Ruth, Lamentations, Ecclesiastes, and Esther. That is what they call the Psalms. It's not just Psalms and Proverbs and Lamentations, maybe. It is those that have divided. And so they call those the writings. And so we have five in the law. We have eight when you include all 12 minor prophets together in those. And then we have 11 concerning the writings or the Psalms. And so here Stephen speaks of the prophets. He goes back and he says, the prophets have told you this. The prophets have instructed you very clearly concerning this. And so as we look to the scripture here, and once again we're going to read verse 42, for God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven. So he turned them over to their gods. He had warned them, he had threatened them over and over again not to follow the gods of the Egyptians, not to follow the gods of the Canaanites, but to follow one God, Jehovah God. That's who you're to follow. And they rejected that. And it says, O house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your god Rephan. Now, as we look at this, I want to turn to Amos chapter 5, verse 21 and 27. And again, I said we would be looking through some scripture verses here. Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah. So if you get past there, why, you've missed it. Amos chapter 5, and we're going to read verse 21 through 27. Now this took place in 787 B.C. when this warning was given. Amos chapter 5, verse 21. I despise your feast days. I will not smell in your solemn assemblies, though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings. I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chin, your images, and the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. So as we look at 2 Kings, and now we've looked at Amos, we find that these quotes, and as we read verse 42, the question, the statement was made, O house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifice? The answer is no. The answer is you have left me, and you have taken on the tabernacle of Moloch. Now we're going to look to see what that means, because it's so important as we read and study the Word of God that you don't just read through those verses of Scripture, but you take a look to see, what does Moloch mean? What does it mean that they, the Rephan, what is that? Do you just read those things and know that God is displeased with them? Or do you kind of go back into the Old Testament to find out what those things mean and stand for? We find that this practicing of idolatry that is in Egypt and is in Canaan, it just continues. And as it says here in verse 43 there, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, the star of your god Rephan, figures which ye made to worship them and to carry away. And that word figures means prince. It means statues, and it means scars. What do you see today on so many people? Tattoos today, scars, that's what they are. Those are scars. And it's one thing when you're lost to do those things, but a believer should never. Because we are not to do that to our bodies to start with. And yes, before you're saved, you don't know. You don't realize. But today, you can see the abuse. I mean, you look at some folks and their arms that you can't even look at them for all the tattoos. And that word right there, the figure. So back in the days, as they were in the northern country and the southern country, even Israel was following that. They were making prints that they could look at and worship. They were looking at statues that they had made. And then they were proud of their scars, however they may have looked. When we look at these verses of Scripture, you know, they started with the golden calf, and then Israel turned to other gods. Stephen, in quoting from Amos and showing these Scripture verses, it is no wonder that the Sanhedrin become upset as we hear the words down in verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut in the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. They were so angry because, you see, these prophecies, these prophets, they knew. And when Stephen brought them forward, it was just like thrusting a knife right through their heart. And they, instead of repenting and falling on their face and says, God, please forgive me for my wickedness. Instead of that, why, they turned away from God. And so as Stephen continues to bring these. Now, let's go down and we're going to take a look now at this Moloch. We find in Leviticus 18:22. Let's turn there. Let's turn to that. Leviticus 18:22, to show you how long that this wickedness was going on and how it continued. Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 21. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. That's back in almost 1490 B.C. And where are we here in Amos? 787 B.C. When is Stephen speaking? He's speaking about the year of 33, 34, in that range there. That Moloch is still there. It's still present, even though there are over 700 years have passed. 2 Kings and Jeremiah speak of the same. Now, this Moloch, let me give you a little history of the Moloch. It was a sacrificing of children. The sacrificing of children. We see the wickedness today and the beheadings of Christians today and people today, but that wickedness has not changed. It's a godless society that causes that. They're searching for something greater than what they have attained, and they keep searching instead of listening, as the Sanhedrin should have. When they were cut in the heart, they should have again fallen on their faces and said, please, God, please, 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 that you would forgive me for our wickedness and for our mistakes. Instead of that, why, they again took Stephen out and stoned him. But as we look here, the sacrifice of children, it caused them to pass into the fire. The Amorites, they enjoyed this. They celebrated this. And where we find the Ammonites, those Ammonites, of course, were folks that crossed the path of the nation of Israel. And as we find that they desired and thought as a protecting father, that's how they looked at this god of Moloch. Solomon, so sad to say, built an altar for Moloch for some of his wives. Being the wisest man in the world, Solomon made a lot of mistakes. Manasseh honored Moloch, the tribe of Manasseh. Josiah, he destroyed the altar. Jehoiakim built it back. Doesn't stop. It just continues. Seeing from these passages again, and this afternoon you can look up 2 Kings 23:10, Jeremiah 32:35. That was in 624, and in 590 the warning was given of Jeremiah. And so we go all the way back to 1740 in Leviticus. We're at 1490 in Leviticus, and Amos was 787, so some 700 years later. And then 150 years later in 2 Kings, and then we find in Jeremiah 32:35 at the year 590, so another 30 years later, we find the same warning over and over again. And yet Stephen is allowed in Acts here to bring this back up, because that's exactly what the Sanhedrin's doing. They are a part of the cult worship, and they refused Jehovah God. From these passages, we see that the wickedness of the god of Moloch, which the Israelite fathers participated in. Stephen, by this history lesson that he is giving, is trying to show the members of the Sanhedrin that they are involved in doing the same thing that their fathers were doing. That's the reason for this history lesson. It wasn't to remind them what their fathers had done. It was to show them that they're doing the same thing that their fathers did. In the wilderness, they turned from God to worship and serve other gods and did things that worked with their hands, and that's what they desired. They turned away from God and rejected his son. The Sanhedrin was following the same thing, because the Sanhedrin was involved with the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as the Lord Jesus was crucified and put to death, now they wanted to stamp out anyone that spoke the name of Jesus. And so if you wonder, and this was Israel. This was the Jews. So do we wonder why that as we look across this world of ours that they are rejecting the gospel? Do we wonder that the United States of America is becoming more and more of a godless nation? Do we wonder? Satan never quits. Satan just keeps moving forwards. And he does the same thing. Our God has offered to us salvation through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a free gift that is handed to us. All we have to do is receive it and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all we need to do. And yet the whole world around us seems to be worshiping other gods, worshiping things that they can do with their hands. They can work their way there, or they're worshiping the stars, or reading their horoscope in the newspaper to see how today is going to go. Nothing has changed. The devil's using the same tricks. And Stephen is pointing those tricks and those deceptions out to the Sanhedrin and saying, you're doing the same thing. You see, it wasn't just Moloch, but it was also Rephan. You may have R-E-M-P-H-A-N in your Bibles. It's actually Rephan, R-E-P-H-A-N. And then it says the figures which were made, again, were prints and statues and scars that were there. And so you see, it wasn't enough that they would offer their children through the fire. But now, and if you'll check this star Rephan, with the Egyptian name of Rephan is Saturn, the star. And so they're worshiping the stars. So you see, it wasn't enough to sacrifice their children. It's never enough. It's never enough. There's always something more. and with the evilness that's going on with the Muslims today, as they desire to kill the infidels, which is the Christians, and to kill Israel. You see why they're doing it, and how they can recruit these people to do it is because those people are looking for something, and they're willing to give their life to have something that our Savior, the Lord Jesus, died on the cross to give us. So we need to take out the gospel. We need to reach into all points of the world. And it's so exciting to look at the website and see how many hits that we have in Russia and in China and all around the world. And I pray that they're looking and seeing the gospel, and that they're coming by faith to the Lord Jesus. And only time will show us what the radio ministries and the website and our, as we speak to people, as you hand someone a tape, whatever, a CD, whatever it might be, we never know what's coming of that. God has a perfect accounting. But the reason that men do these things is because they're trying to satisfy that hole, that absence that's there. Will they accept the Lord Jesus when we tell them about the great news? Many times not. The Sanhedrin sure didn't. But Stephen has given this wonderful lesson, history lesson, to them. They were not satisfied to work with their hands. They needed some higher being, so they chose to reject Jehovah God, and they looked to the stars that Jehovah has created and worshipped. And the scripture tells us in verse 43, I will carry you away beyond Babylon. They knew the history. They knew the prophecies of the truth, and they knew the warnings. And yet they continued to reject the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We're going to start there with verse 44 next week. Please, the connection that's going to be made between Joseph and Abraham and Joseph and Moses and all this, Stephen's going to wrap up together here. And we should be able to get down into verse 54 by next week, if you're willing to bring your lunch. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank and praise you that we can have these examples, that we can see what the natural man desires. And I hope, Father, that helps us understand that when we give someone the gospel and they reject it, that's the natural man has been doing that since the beginning of time, rejecting your word. Cain rejected your word. Need to understand that's the wicked world. Our job is to take that precious message out, Jesus saves. And take it, and Lord, you use our mouths and our words and our testimonies to reach these folks, because they're going to die and burn in hell no matter how much they are trusting in what they're doing, even the offering of their children through the fire, the beheading of people, the dying for their sake, being a martyr. They believe that that's going to do something. It's doing nothing. It's just sending them straight to hell. Father, please, we trust in you as our Savior. We pray that no one that hears this message will trust in their own works, but they'll trust in you by faith. So please today, dear Lord, just touch every heart. Every heart. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.